Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Not much.
Oh, man. Yeah, I haven't had coffee yet. I've actually cut down quite a bit on coffee, so.
Oh, me too. Actually, it's been 6 months. I have not had caffeine.
Really?
Yeah, I drink only decaf now for tea and coffee.
Yeah.
And I would tell you, I was worried about being sleepy because I used to drink like 3 to 4 a day.
Yeah.
And I actually feel better than when I was drinking coffee.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Ben, I've lost some weight and I feel more energetic. And I still drink it because I enjoy the taste.
Yeah.
So I drink decaf, same as when I go to Tim Hortons or Starbucks or whatever. And yeah, it's been 6 months now.
Damn, man, that's good.
At most, I'll have like one caffeine drink every like month.
Yeah.
At max.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll try that then. I just completely cut it out. Maybe I'll go over to decaf.
I was worried about headaches and all that yeah. stuff, but it didn't. It wasn't that bad.
I just miss my warm, tasty friend.
Yes, exactly.
The comfort that is in a...
Good. Yeah.
You're new too, man. I am digging it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Gone As It Gets. What's the story behind it?
It is a song that was co-written by Doug Fulkins from BC, who I write a lot with.
Yeah.
And Canadian country artist TJ Miller. So originally, before COVID all started, I've been working on an EP that'll have 6 or 7 songs. I didn't want COVID to kind of stop things, so we found a way to record 2 of the songs distantly by me doing vocals here locally in Halifax, and then basically all the musicians on the album in Nashville all tracked the instruments from their house, and then my producer in Arizona produced everything. So it's kind of like a COVID project, but back when I was actually searching for songs for the EP, ones that I co-wrote as well as, just having songs pitched from different songwriters. This one came from Doug and Tyler Joe, and great tune. I loved it as soon as I heard it. The original demo has Tyler Joe Miller singing on it, and it was a great song. So we changed it up a little bit, but pretty much held true to all the original lyrics and melody and whatnot. And came out all right. Very, very happy with it so far. It's actually, less than 2 weeks in and probably trending to be my best radio release yet. So super cool.
Well, congratulations, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
So you say basically none of the musicians were in the same room at the same time. What kind of coordination does it take to put a project like that together?
Well, it was very new. We didn't know what to make of it, actually. So, like, the drummer, Evan Hutchings, his name is, he was actually recording Keith Urban's latest album, as well as Luke Bryan's single, The One Margarita, and then my couple songs all at the same time. So super cool to have him as the drummer on the project. But he was introduced by my producer, but he did their albums and the Luke Bryan single all from his house, which is crazy, all at the same time that, we were recording my single. And then I guess the magic of bringing everything together and sounding like everybody was in the same room is, what Scott Harder, my producer, did. Normally he's in Nashville as well, but he was home because of COVID in his hometown of in Arizona. So everything was kind of a new chapter. We did vocals where, I set up a bunch of gear in my home studio, and Scott was on Zoom and FaceTime and phone calls telling me how to use the gear that I had no idea how to use, and, getting me, all the tips and stuff that he would do normally in the studio, getting me to do retracks and that sort of thing. And then, instead of normally he would be able to do it in like 5 or 6 takes, it might have taken like 10 to 15 this time of recordings of me doing it. Some more work on his end, I suppose. But overall, it came out really good. So, yeah.
Now, that's crazy how it all came together like that. It just blows my mind with technology that musicians from all over can just put a piece of music together and have it sound that good.
Well, it's a lot to do with the technology now, too. Like, a lot of the home studio stuff, like Universal Audio makes, I think it's the Apollo, and there's a couple different devices, but they're basically smaller versions of the same devices that are used, you know, in professional studios. So a lot of the guys now can track instruments from their homes, even normally. You know, it's a bonus, I think, when we can travel and go in studios and stuff, but a lot of it is done, you know, remote now, so it's kind of cool.
So from what you said, it was basically a big learning process for you as well.
Oh yeah, God yeah. Like, I've never done. I'm not into the recording side of things at all. I just like playing music, and that's kind of what I do. I've not really dabbled too much in recording, so it was definitely a learning experience, and I still prefer the traditional way, I think.
Yeah.
but overall, yeah, it was good.
Awesome. So, would you do it again if you had to do it like this?
If it's the choice between not doing and, you know, being able to put out music, for sure. But I'm definitely looking forward to when this is all done. I have one more single, actually, that we did this way, still to release in the upcoming months. But I'm looking forward to being able to go back to Nashville, finish the EP the traditional way, and get it all released. But the next single will be, it's called Buzzed Up, and it's a song that was co-written by Aaron Goodvin. It's another great tune that we're very pleased with how it came out as well. So those two singles will be on the EP. We're going to release that one following Gone As It Gets. And then hopefully somewhere in the middle of all this, be able to get back in the studio recording normal.
Well, that's awesome, man. Like I said, love the new tune. Where can people get it?
Right now it's on all major digital social media platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, etc. Like I say, so far we're less than 2 weeks in, and we're nearing 50 radio station ads, which is cool. And, you know, just requested at radio stations, and then all the streaming platforms, you know, Spotify, Apple Music, like I said, Google, Amazon, all the major ones.
Awesome. Andrew, thank you so much for your time today, my friend. Love the new tune. Can't wait to play it. And when you get new music out, give me a call again. Let's do this again.
Yeah, for sure, buddy. Appreciate it so much.
Have a great day.
Thanks, you too, Chris.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.